Before we start this week's shiur, again on the Yonah Deyomer, Mitalmida Yosef Mikulam, and the reason why I like giving the shiur, because I always gain something myself from the shiur, we left last week with a question. And I was so impressed with the Olam, a few people came over to me, and most of them were Kivnu L'Oyser Dover, most of them said the same Yosef. So I just want to go through the last part of last year, the question we left with, and how people answered it, which I feel is correct also. In Lomdus, it makes sense. Just basically to review what we said last week, very succinctly, is we said that if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavanah, if you hold that you do not need kavanah in order to be mekayim a mitzvah, so obviously the maisa mitzvah is done without kavanah. Kavanah is not an integral part of the maisa mitzvah. We said even further that even if I have kavanah not to be yotze, I have kavanah hafucha, I have the negative, opposite intention, but as long as you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavanah, so the actual mitzvah is not going to be affected. Yes, the gavra, the kiyum, the person will not be yotze because he says, I don't want to be yotze the mitzvah, but the actual mitzvah as it is doesn't change. Because the mitzvah never needed kavanah to begin with. So even if I have negative kavanah and I say I don't want to be yotze, the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah, the cheftz of the mitzvah remains intact as it is. Just I am not yotze because I don't want to be yotze. The gavra is not yotze. The mitzvah remains the same. We explained with that was Shlomo Hyman's yisoid. We explained with that the Gemara in Ervin. The Gemara in Ervin finds that somehow, even if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavanah, and you do not need kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah, but if you walk with two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos, then you'll be over bal tosef, or rather precisely, because mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavanah, so even without kavanah, you are yotze the mitzvah, when you walk with two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos, even if you don't have kavanah to be yotze, but you still are mekayim the mitzvah, because mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, and therefore you're over bal tosef, you have, you're carrying two pairs of tefillin, you have an aveira of bal tosef. So we asked the question, or the Turi Evan asked the question, that wait a second, if I have kavanah not to be yotze, so I'm not yotze the mitzvah. So why am I over bal tosef? Says of Shlomo Hyman, and we said it last week, they're true. Mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah means I don't want to be yotze, but since we hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavanah, that means kavanah is not part of the maisa mitzvah. And therefore, even if I don't want to be yotze, and I say, hey, I'm not yotze the mitzvah, when I wear these two pairs of tefillin, only the gavra, the person, is not yotze the mitzvah. On the kiyum mitzvah, he's not yotze the mitzvah. However, the cheftza of the mitzvah of tefillin, remains intact as it was, because after all, kavanah is not an integral part of the mitzvah. So even with a negative kavanah, the mitzvah remains intact, and that's why we're over bal tosef. So, who asked me the question? Josh, right? Avi, Josh's brother. So Avi asked me a question that maybe bal tosef is also on the gavra. If the gavra doesn't want to be yotze the mitzvah, then why is he over bal tosef? And I evaded the question, or I said, perhaps not like that, that's on the chetze, but we left with a better question. The question we left with, that if you say that even if I don't want to be yotze the mitzvah, but if your old mitzvah ain't tzichas kavanah, the mitzvah remains intact, we said if that's the case, if you walk home with two lulavim and one esrog, then you should be over bal tosef. Because even if I don't want to be yotze the mitzvah, but bal tosef I have, because the chetze of the mitzvah remains intact. In the man, the Omar holds mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah. In other words, if you hold that you don't need kavanah in the mitzvah, that means kavanah, even a negative kavanah, is not going to change the chetz of the mitzvah. The person will not be yotze, but the chetz of the mitzvah remains intact. And therefore, when you walk home with two lulavim and an esrog, and you say, I don't want to be yotze, and I don't have kavanah for the mitzvah, but the chetz of the mitzvah shall remain intact, and you should be over bal tosef, that is the question we left with. So a few people came over and told me, and I think this is an emissary aside, and that's the reason why I'm repeating it again. So they said like this. They said the whole concept that if a person doesn't want to be yotzei the mitzvah, and it's a negative kavana, but Baal Tosef, he will be over because the mitzvah, the chetz of the mitzvah remains intact, that is only by tefillin. He said, why? Because tefillin, once you put on the tefillin on your body, the person put on the tefillin, then from this point on, you do not need a person's interaction at all. The gavra does not get involved whatsoever. The tefillin is on his body. You don't need any maisa from the person. The person doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to get involved in the mitzvah. Therefore, I can say that even if I don't want to be yotzer, and I say I'm not yotzer the mitzvah, but the chetz of the mitzvah remains untouched. Because, after all, the chetz of the mitzvah you have, the person doesn't have to do anything, so therefore he's over Baal Tosef. Therefore, by tefillin, even if you have a negative kavana, you will be over Baal Tosef because the chetz of the mitzvah remains intact, and the person doesn't have to get involved in anything. He's removed from the kiyum of the mitzvah. He's removed from the maisa of the mitzvah. However, by lulav, and that's correctly so, by lulav, since lulav, you only mekayim the mitzvah when you pick it up. So at that point, when you pick it up, you need the person to get involved and pick it up for the sake of the mitzvah. If at the point when he picks it up, he says, okay, I'm picking it up, but I'm not doing this for the mitzvah, so clearly he's saying, I'm not doing the mitzvah, I'm not doing a kiyum of the mitzvah, there's no chetz of the mitzvah either. Because without the person picking up the lulav, there is no mitzvah at all. Nothing has been done. And therefore, by lulav, since initially you need the person to get involved and say, hey, I'm picking up this lulav in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav, and there he says, I'm not doing it for the mitzvah, so not only there's no kiyum of the mitzvah, the gavra doesn't not yaitzer because he doesn't want to be yaitzer the mitzvah, but there's no chetz of the mitzvah also. Because picking up a lulav and saying, I don't want to do this mitzvah, there is no chetz of a lulav. It's like a lulav is sitting on the table. There is no chetz of a mitzvah as well, and therefore you're not over Baal Tosef. And I believe it's a correct svara, and not only believe it's a correct svara, we see a similar type of svara. The Gemara has a question in Rosh Hashanah, that if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, then if that's the case, then how could you sleep, or you should not be able to sleep on the sukkah, in the sukkah, on Shmini Atzeres? Because after all, it's Baal Tosef. Because even if I don't want to have kavana for the mitzvah, but I'm over Baal Tosef, because mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, when I sleep, in America it's the ninth day, Simchas Torah, and Eretz Yisrael it's the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres. If I sit on the sukkah, or I sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres at night, then I should be over Baal Tosef. Because even if I don't want to have kavana for the mitzvah, but mitzvah is ein tzrichas kavana, and the ma'aseh mitzvah is done, and therefore I should be over Baal Tosef. So the question you all ask on the Gemara is, wait a second, it's not just mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, he has kavana not to be yetzer. He doesn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. He sits in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres and he says, I'm not sitting l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Why should that not help? You write mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, but a kavana afucha where I say that I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah, that should at least make guarantee that I'm not over Baal Tosef. But according to our svara, the svara is the same. Because again, sukkah, once I'm sitting inside the sukkah, the person doesn't have to do anything anymore. Sukkah is like tefillin. A person is enveloped by the sukkah. So even if he says, I don't want to be yotzei the mitzvah anymore, it's irrelevant. You don't need a ma'aseh mitzvah. The person doesn't have to do anything in order to be mekayem the mitzvah. He doesn't have to get involved. It's like the tefillin. Once it's on his body, then the mitzvah is done. Once he's sitting in the sukkah, he doesn't have to do anything anymore. And therefore, even if he says, I don't want to be yotzei the mitzvah, but the chetz of the mitzvah will be had, because after all, he's sitting in the sukkah is surrounding him, and therefore you'll be over Baal Tosef, and therefore the Gemara asks that you're over Baal Tosef, even if you have kavana, hafucha. By lulav, it's different, because lulav, unless the person actually picks it up, then it's like it remains on the table. And therefore, if I say, I'm picking it up, shaloi l'shem mitzvah, it's like the lulav never was picked up by a person, you'll not be mekayim the mitzvah, and you'll not have Baal Tosef as well. Therefore, lulav per se is different. Yes?
The person on sukkah, he's going to sukkah, he eats a meal, he forgets to say l'shem mitzvah.
Aloch l'maisu? We paskin by the rices, we pass at least by sukkah is different because sukkah you have to know what you're doing, but you fulfill the mitzvah without leisha b'sukkah, as long as you know that you're sitting in the sukkah.
The prophet
Bracha is not makif. No, but yes, but you have, but you have to know there's a separate halacha by sukkah leman yedu derusechem. So you have to understand where you have to have kavanah. You have to know what you're doing. But I don't know what the connection is to this. In other words, here I'm just saying that sukkah is similar to tefillin, that you don't need a person's involvement in order to make it into a ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay. Oh, you're right. But here we're talking. You're right, but here we're talking even after it's on. In other words, you'll be at least be over Baal Tosef after it's on. That's what Gemara says. In other words, you'll be over Baal Tosef once the tefillin is on you. Even if I put it on Shelo L'shem Mitzvah, since tefillin is a constant mitzvah, you have to wear tefillin the entire time. So therefore, even if I, once it's on me, I'm the Kaima Mitzvah, L'chayru. Just like Sukkah. Even if I went in the beginning, I said, okay, I'm not doing L'shem Mitzvah. Once I'm sitting in the Sukkah, I'm the Kaima Mitzvah. So therefore, you don't need a person's involvement. If you don't need a person's involvement, I can hear at least that you'll be over Baal Tosef, even if he doesn't want to be Yotzer, because it's already out of his hands, and the cheftz of the mitzvah remains intact. Okay, in the Man Doma, mitzvah is ancient
Skavona.
It's only if it's right away. If there's a hefzik in between, it's not like that. Yes.
There might also be a lack of between the two cases by the tefillin and the sukkah also, because by the tefillin, the mitzvah is on you. Here, you're in the mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, so I don't know if it's necessarily...
You're saying it's even better.
Right.
Even better.
Michael,
I alluded to it by saying that the sukkah envelops the person, meaning you even need less of a person's involvement, perhaps. Yes.
Is there an element of another person observing you in terms of
Marasai, that's a separate issue. The Gemara doesn't discuss that.
I'm not Marasai per se. I'm saying, can you say Baal Tosef is like, if it's something that you do yourself, then it's like Baal Tosef?
No, Baal Tosef is only on the mitzvah. That Marasai doesn't make him to Baal Tosef. Okay, let's start. Yeah. The first Teretz in Rabbeinu Yonah? Okay, the middle Teretz. Yeah. That's by Amira and by Kavona. I'm talking specifically per se on Baal Tosef. He's talking about even on Mitzvah Ein Tzrich Kavona, if you're Yoytze the Mitzvah or not. It's a different question. It's the same count. I'm just using that svara to say that once a person is not involved, I can hear if Shlomo Hayman is correct. In other words, in the concept of Baal Tosef, to be over Baal Tosef, even if I don't want to be Yotzer, is only if you don't need me to do something. If you need me to make this lulav into a Maisa Mitzvah lulav, and I don't want to make it into a Maisa Mitzvah lulav, because I say I'm picking it up, Shelo L'Shem Mitzvah, it's like it's still on the table. You didn't do anything. That's all I'm saying. Okay, let's start the next sugya. Let's start number one on the sheet. We're going to discuss something in Hilchos Sukkah, in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. There's a famous Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, number one on the sheet. Let's see it, the Mishnah. Mishah Yeroshay V'Ruboy, which is Halach L'Maisa. Mishah Yeroshay V'Ruboy B'Sukkah, V'Shulchanay B'Sukkah Bayis. If a person sits in such a Sukkah, where his Roshay V'Ruboy, his head, and the majority of his body is inside a Sukkah, but the table where he takes the food from, like a shmorg, it's in the house. So whenever he sits, the Gemara says he sits at the edge of the sukkah, and he takes the food from the table which is in the house, and he eats it in the sukkah. So he's sitting in the sukkah, he's eating in the sukkah, and the table is in the house. So the Gemara says, Beishamai poislin, ubeisilu machshirin. Beis Shammai says it's no good, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah, and Beis Hillel says it's good. Amar lehem, the Gemara doesn't give any reason. The Mishnah doesn't give any reason. Amar lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai, wait a second, hey, how could you say it's no good? Because the elders of Beis Shammai and the elders of Beis Hillel came to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis on Sukkah, because they went to visit the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis. And they witnessed such an account. They saw Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis was sitting Roshe v'Rubay in the sukkah, and the table was in the house. And you see, they didn't say anything. They kept silent. So Chachamim come in, and they see something is wrong, and they don't say anything. Obviously, they agree with it, and therefore, you see, there's no problem. There's no reason to passel it. Beishamai said, Misham raya. From there you bring a raya. Hey, mamuloi. What do you mean? They told him. Beishamai told him. Im keino yisanoyeg lekiyamtom mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If this is the way you did the mitzvah sukkah your entire life, you had a buffet table in the house, and every time you ate, by the way, if you have a little table or something in the sukkah, that's okay. But if the table where you take the food from is in the house, and you're sitting inside the sukkah, then you're never mekayim mitzvah sukkah, you're not yaitz of the mitzvah. So there's machlokes b'sham and b'tilo, whether you sit in sukkah, you're sitting in the sukkah, but you're taking the food off the table. B'seicha bayis, are you yaitz of the mitzvah? B'shamay says no. B'silo says yes. What's the reason to this machlekes? What's pshat in B'shamay? After all, B'silo is right. You're sitting in the sukkah. You're eating in the sukkah. What should be the problem? Look in the Gemara sukkah daf gimel amdalof number 2 on the sheet. By Aleph, Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok says Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok. Halacha da halacha is. The halacha is that the sukkah has to encompass the roishay v'rubay. The person has to sit in the sukkah v'shulchanay, and the table has to be as well inside the sukkah. Meaning, omrei rebbe, k'man k'beishamay. So what are you telling me? Beishamay is right. If you're sitting roishay v'rubay in the sukkah, but shulchanay b'sukkah, it's no good. You have to have roishay v'rubay v'shulchanay. The body and the person and the table has to be in the sukkah. We paskin like Beishamai. Amalei elokaman. Who else? That's what I'm saying. Ikadami om rababit om lechomani om alei Beishamai. Veloitozumino. In other words, we paskin like Beishamai. You have to have roisha v'rube v'shulchonoi in the sukkah. Otherwise, you're not yoitzer. Maskiv lo rab nachma yitzchok by the beis. Mimai de Beishamai beishilo. Besukkah ktano pligi. Dilma besukkah gdoyle pligi. So there's a whole question in the Gemara. What does it mean, the machloik is Beishamai Beishilo, that you have to have roishay v'rubay v'shulchanoi in the sukkah? Maybe it's only by sukkah ktana, meaning a small sukkah. We know the shear of a sukkah is zayin on zayin. Zayin tfachim on zayin tfachim. So maybe the machloik is Beishamai Beishilo is only by sukkah ktana. You have a sukkah which is only exactly 6 tfachim wide and 6 tfachim long, which excludes the tefach of the shulchan. There is a machloikis between Beishamai and Beisilo. But who said the opposite? Who said the machloikis Beisham Beisilo is by a small sukkah? Maybe by a small sukkah everybody agrees it's not good because it's lacking in the sheer sukkah. It's too small. Maybe the machloikis Beisham Beisilo is by a large sukkah. And what's the machloikis? The Yosef Apuma de Metalalto. You're sitting at the edge of the sukkah. Vishul is a huge sukkah, and you're sitting at the end of the sukkah. But shulchanay b'sechabayis, the table where you take the food from is in the house, and that's where you take your food off that table. And therefore, what's the machlekes? Beishamay savri gazrinon shemayim shoch achas shulchanay ubeisilu savri loy gazrinon. And the machlekes beishamay beisilu is beisilu said there's no problem. You're sitting in a big sukkah. It's a large shear. There's no problem. The sukkah is kosher lemahadrin. And beishamay says no. Since you're going to take the food off the table, there's a special gzeiro. Shemo yim shoich achas shulchanay. You might, during the act of eating, you might go to the table, and you might by accident eat outside the sukkah, because that's where your food is. So shemo yim shoich achas shulchanay, you might be drawn to the table, and that's why Beishamai says it's no good, even in a big sukkah. So there's a whole machlek is back and forth in the Gemara, what the machlek is Beishamai Beishilu is about. Is it only by a large sukkah is the machlokes, or even by a small sukkah where it's not the shear? Even there, Beis Hillel says it's good, and Beishamai says it's no good. We're going to soon see what the machlokes is dependent on. Let's just first see the halacha. So the Gemara says by Nama Gimel at the end, La'olam betalti pligi. And that's the bottom line. The machlokes is by both. Pligi besukkah ktano, upligi besukkah gdoilo. The machlokes is, it doesn't make a difference if it's a small sukkah or a large sukkah. B'chisuri mechzor v'achitoni. This is the way you have to read the brisa. Somebody who was his head and his body was in the sukkah and his table was in the house. So Beishamai Yomrim La Yotzer. Beishamai says you're not Yotzer. Ubeishelo Yomrim Yotzer. Beishelo says you are Yotzer. Why does Beishamai say you're not Yotzer? Even though it's a large sukkah, why is that? Because you might come and go and be drawn after the table, and therefore you're going to step out of the sukkah, therefore you're not yotzer. And if it's a small sukkah which only has this, enough of a shear, 6 tefachim, only for the head and for the body, and it doesn't have the physical size to include a table, a sukkah ktano, there also beishamai poislin uveishilo machshirin, it's the same machloek as beishamai and beishilo. So the Gemara comes out clear that whether it's a small sukkah or a large sukkah, it's irrelevant. They both have the same halacha, and we're going to soon see they both have the same svara, they both have the same reason. If you have Roshei V'Ruboi in the sukkah, and the shulchan, the table, is outside the sukkah, B'Sar Chabayis, you're not Yotze. Whether it's a small sukkah because it cannot fit a table, or even if it's a large sukkah, and the table happens to be outside in the house, you're never Yotze according to B'Shamai. Why? Shemo Yimshech Acha Shulchanai. Let's just finish one more thing, and then we're going to see the Rif and the Halacha, and then you can ask me all the questions. Says the Rif in number 3 on the sheet, Vasikne and Ripaskin, the Betalti Fligi. The Machlokes is by both. Besukkah Gdoilo, Pligi Besukkah Tana, Vachim, Vachitani, and you go through the same Gemara again. Says the Rif, underline the last thing, Vahalochab Kebeshamai Bitravayu, the Chad Taimoninu. That the Halach is like Beshamai in both, and both these sukkahs, whether it's a small sukkah which doesn't fit a table, or it's a large sukkah which does fit the table, but a table happens to be in the house. Both these cases, we paskin like Beishamai, and if you sit in such a sukkah, it's no good. Why? Shemo yimshach acha shulchanoi. Because if the table is outside, whether it's a small sukkah which doesn't fit a table, and the table by default has to be outside, because there's no place to put the table inside the sukkah, or it's a large sukkah and the table is outside, in both these cases, you are not yet to visit such sukkah. Why? Egzero midderabon. Shemo yimshoich achashulchonai. If you look in the halacha in number 3, number dalad, which is the halacha in shulchonorach, mishoye roisher verubay besukkah, veshulchonai chutz le sukkah veochal. If you have, you're sitting in the sukkah, and your table is outside the sukkah, and you ate in such a sukkah, again, ki'ilu lai ochal besukkah, it's as if you did not eat in a sukkah. Even if it's a large sukkah, big sukkah with a lot of space, but the table happens to be outside, then you're not yotzer because you might go and be drawn after the table. Says the Mishnah Berurah number Zayin. Afilu misukkah gdoila roitzel leima kol shekeinu miktano sheinu machzekes rak roishoy verubay v'shulchan hayi b'sechabayis. For sure, if it's a small sukkah which only fits the head and the body, it doesn't fit the table, and that's why the table is outside the house. If it's a sukkah like that, for sure, he's going to go out to the table because there's not enough room in the sukkah. For sure over there, even if he eats in the sukkah, he ends up not being drawn after the table. But because he might go and be drawn after the table, a small sukkah, then Beishami says, you're not yet to the mitzvah, even if you ate, imagine you didn't budge from your little chair, you stayed in the sukkah, but since the table was outside the sukkah, Shema Yimshech Ach Shulchanai, Chazal made the gzera, and you're not yet to the mitzvah according to Beishamai. And even in a sukkah gedoila, even if it's a large sukkah, and he can freely move around, but it happens to be he's sitting at the edge of the sukkah, and the table is in the house, in such a case as well, if he sits in such a sukkah, and he stays in the sukkah, he's not yetzer of the mitzvah. Why? Gzeira shemo yimshoich acha shulchonoi, and we pass him like Beishamai, and that's the halacha, halacha lemaisa. Yes. Now let me hear all the questions. One second, he was first. Seth. It might be. Seth, very good. It's the whole Gemara that I skipped in between. That's exactly. I didn't want to go into that whole machlokes because we're not learning sukkah keseder. That's exactly the Gemara's question. And at the end, the Gemara says it is according to the Rif. It is the same machlokes. According to Tosfos and other Rishonim, it's not the same machlokes. And it will be a machlokes halach lemaisa. We pass in like the Rambam and the Rif that it is the same machlokes. And for our shir, we're going to go with that. But you're right. The other Rishonim will say that two separate machlokes. One is gzeir Hashem yimshach al shulchanoi sukkah ktana because it's felt ois. It's lacking in a dira because it's not big enough. But the Rif does not go like that. The Rambam does not go like that. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't go like that because the Shulchan Aruch goes like the Rambam and the Rif that all is the same reason. Shem Yimshach Ach Shulchanai. Clear? Zero shemim shachach shulchanah. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah examined that some poskim will say not like that, but according to the Rambam and the Rif, kulo chataimu. Right, the Rif says clearly. I'm not making it up. The Rambam Rif says the old we pasken like Beishamai because it's all the same reason. What's the reason? Shemim shachach shulchanah. That's the only reason which is valid for both. The only reason which it fits for both is shemim shachach shulchanah. So the Gemara discussed that. The Gemara says that the diuk is each one. It goes the whole Gemara in between, and that's what the Gemara says. Yes.
This is the way we pass in Allah Ma'asibani as Sukhidol Shemay Yimshachar.
Correct.
So does it make a difference whether it's only you as an individual family versus the Rabbin? And I'll tell you why. Because there's been a lot of commercial plays where I've seen both in hotels, and years ago, I don't know if they do it today, but 15 years ago, in Hershey, they used to have the food outside. You bought your food and then you brought it into Sukhidol.
It could be, that's not a problem, because only if it's, like most of you, you're sitting at the edge of the Sukkah and you're literally eating off the table.
Uh-huh.
So even though you're staying inside the sukkah, you're taking off the table. Yeah. If you go outside and you go inside, that's nothing. That's no different than in my house than when the kid brings in the food. That's fine. But if the table is right at the edge of the sukkah and people are sitting in the sukkah and they're taking off the table, that is Zera Shemim Shachar Shulchan.
It's
different.
The what? You have two merkatzas, just one on one throw on the other. Most of the table is, when the women sit, is covered over by the...
But you have a tefach of your table. And you'll take the food from there and put it on your table, then you're okay.
All you need is a tefach on your
table. A tefach of your table, that's all you need. But if you don't have that, even if you're holding your plate, you take it from the other table, that's no good. You need a shulchan of a tefach, yes. What? We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that, what it means, yinad yoyse, mid reise, mid rabbono. We'll get to that, that's the whole shir, if we get to it.
Not next week.
Okay, I don't know if there'll be a shir next week. Yeah. Same thing. If it's not a kosher sukkah, it's the same concept. Yeah, lechara, yes. But the svara, but the Mishnah Berurah says not like you. The Mishnah Berurah says kosher came. In a big sukkah, you might go. In a small sukkah, for sure you're going to go because you don't want to be stuck in a tiny little place. See, he says the opposite svara like you. Right? He says a small sukkah, for sure, even a big sukkah, you can go afterwards. Not because you have room to put it. Big sukkah, which spacious, you might feel comfortable. And still we say, Gzeiro Shemim Shachach Shuchonoi. A small sukkah, which is not comfortable, for sure you're going to be Moshach Shuchonoi. That is Halach Lamais. Okay. If the table is not on the edge, then there's no Shem Yimshach. In other words, then that's your table, then your plate is your table. But if the table is at the edge and that's your table, then that's a problem. That's halacha lemaaseh. Okay, very simple. L'chayra, Michael asked a good question, that it would seem to be over here, that when Beis Shammai says you are not Yaitzer, l'chayra it means you're not Yaitzer mit Rabbanon. Why not Yaitzer mit Rabbanon? Because listen, I sat in a kosher sukkah. Especially a big sukkah. It's a good sukkah. I sat in a good sukkah. Chazal say, don't sit in such a sukkah. Shema Yimshach, you might come and be drawn after the table. But lemaisa, I sat in a kosher sukkah. I should be yotze. Midraisa, I should be yotze. Midrabon, I'm not yotze. Yes. Means you didn't do it kilchase. You didn't do it like the Rabbanon said you should do it. Okay. Most Rishonim learn, and when it says, it means you're not Yotze mid Rabbanan. Because it's Gzeira Shemim Shachach Shulchanai. Comes along Taisus Av Gimel Am Aleph. Now, we can go through the whole Taisus, it gets very tricky exactly what Taisus means. But suffice it to say, Taisus has a whole kasha from a Gemara in Brachas, that the Gemara, I'll say very quickly outside. The Gemara in Brachas says that, in general, that if there's a machloikas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and you follow, we paskin always like Beis Hillel besides a few cases, and you follow Beis Shammai, you did Beis Shammai, loy osa v'loy klum. Then you definitely not yoytze if you follow Beis Shammai. And the Gemara says, how do we know that? From our Gemara. Just like in our Gemara, if you did the opposite, just like in our Gemara, if you followed Beis Hillel, you're not yoytze. So over there, in every other case, when you follow Beis Shammai, you're not yoytze. So Taisa says it doesn't make sense. What do you mean? The opposite, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. What exactly, what does the Gemara want to prove from there? What are we trying to get at? What's the Chiddush? So Taisa says that what the Gemara over there is referring to that if there is a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel, meaning where beis Shammai says, you know what, I am makel, I follow the d'oraisa, and comes along beis Hillel and says, no, there's a special d'rabbanon, you have to follow the d'rabbanon. So the chiddush is that if you decide not to follow the d'rabbanon, you only follow beis Shammai and you say, I'm going to be okay with the d'oraisa. If you do that, then you're not going to be yotzer, even the araisa, you'll not be yotzer. Just like in our Gemara, and that's what Tosfos comes to say, just like in our Gemara, where we do paskin like Beis Shammai, and when you're sitting in such a sukkah, where the table is on the outside, and you sit, kotcher kedasu kedin, you sit in the sukkah, but, gzeiro shem yimshachach shuchonoi, if you do like Beis Hillel, and you are sitting in such a sukkah, then you're not even yoitzer the araisa, Tosfos says. So too, in every case where we paskin like Beis Hillel, you do like Beis Shammai, and you think you do the araisa, you're not even yoitzer the araisa. Just look at the words of Tosfos. Tosfos says, the last three lines, im osa kedivrei Beis Shammai lo yotzei dechavosei afilu medaraisa, ki da'ashkechen le Beis Shammai. Like we find over here in our Gemara, where you're sitting at the edge of a sukkah, the gazri shem yimshech ach shuchonoi, that we made a gzera that you might go after the table, the ka'amri, we say, Menachem says, lekiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, what does it mean? You're not yoytzeh the mitzvah, dafilu midaraisa loikiyem. Says Tosfos, that in our case, if you sit in such a sukkah, and midaraisa, I did nothing wrong, it's a mahadrin dik sukkah, beautiful sukkah with this kindness chach and all the chumras, and I got a wooden sukkah this year, I didn't want anything which flaps in the wind, I did all the chumras, wonderful, excellent, but I'm sitting at the edge of the table, where it's only a chumra, Beis Hillel says, Shem yimshach ach shuchonei d'rabbanon, if you sit in such a sukkah, says Beis Shammai, and that's halacha, lekiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you're not even yoytze midaraisa, the mitzvah, you did not do anything. That is the way Tosfos learns. Okay. First of all, matzanachimina. All right. Lechare, if it's lekiyamto mitzvah sukkah deraisa, you ate outside the sukkah. You want to know? For me, I want to know practical nafkaminas. You know, one know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a check or an X in Shemaim, that's not a practical nafkamina for me. That's what he said, there's no nafkamina, because whether you get aver or not, you have to do... Where do you have to do tshuva?
No,
it's right.
Practical
nafkamina. Oh, we're going to get... Let's go step by step. Okay, now, and by the way, this not just my dear, Tosfos says it, the Mishnah, one second, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, if you look in the Bi'ah Halacha, turn back to number 3, back in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishahoye Roshe Berubei B'sukah, V'shulchan Echutz Sukah V'ochal, Ki'ilu Lai Ochal B'sukah, says the Bi'ah Halacha on the left hand side on the bottom, V'das HaTosfos B'sukah Dav Gimel, Min HaToyre Lai Yotzo, Yinai Yin Yotzo Deraisa, Kiven the Rabbanon Gozru Azeh, the Chachamim made the Gzeira, Ki'ilu Lekiye Mitzvah Sukkah. Lo Ran Varitva Rak Mid Rabbanon. Ran Varitva said that you are Yotze Mid Reise, just not Mid Rabbanon. Tosfos says, you're not even Yotze the Reise. Uledina, Ein Nafkamina. The Lechol Ashita, Sach Lachzer Velachel Besukkah. There's no Nafkamina. What seems to be not Yotze the Reise or not Yotze the Rabbanon? Either way, you have to go back and sit inside the Sukkah. I would find a very good nafkamina, b'mechilas kvoyt haros of the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's a very simple nafkamina. Nafkamina is, if you sat in such a sukkah the first night, and then it started to rain, so you sat in such a sukkah, if you are mekayim, the d'oraisa, but just not the d'rabbanon, so the halach is, for mitzvah d'rabbanon, how much do you wait? Like we wait the second night, you wait an hour, if you want to be machmir, you wait to chatzos, kat chatzos for the d'rabbanon, you don't have to wait any longer. However, if you say like Tosfos, that if you sit in such a sukkah, you're not even mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, Chachamim came over here and uprooted the mitzvah and said, you're not even mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, so then it turns out if you sat in such a sukkah and it started to rain, you have to wait the whole night, according to some shitas, to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's one practical nafkamina. Then he says it might be nafkamina if you have to make shechianu a second time or not, if you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, not mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, but clearly the Mishnah Berurah also learns that when the Gemara Tosfos, like based on Tosfos, that when it says that you sat in such a sukkah because of Gzeira de Rabbonim, Shema Yimshech, Acha Shulchonai, Chachamim came, and because of that, even if you sat in such a sukkah, you're not even Mekayim, a mitzvah de Araisa. Okay. Yes?
Is What's the halacha?
This is just the hakdama, by the way. Now we're ready to start.
What's the halacha when you
get into the sugya?
Let's say, like, by Rosh Hashanah, if you blow the shofar on Shabbos, Shema Yavim.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get that. But first, I'm going to ask that question. First, try and understand it from lomdus, because I have a problem with this. Not being the Mekayim or the Raisa, I have a very difficult problem in Havana, in understanding. Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't it like Lula that every moment is about a mitzvah?
Okay, let's say yes.
So you go in there, you get the sukkah, and then when you start the table, then you're not Yeshiva, but you are already Mekayim in the mitzvah.
No, but because maybe it's not considered Yeshiva sukkah until you sit down and you're ready to eat. I mean, you're not sitting in a sukkah, you're sitting in a sukkah and how are you eating? The table is over there, that's ready psul. That's Xeva of Chazal, Shemim Shechach Shulchanai. Chazal came along and said, this is not a good form of eating. How are you going to eat? You're just sitting. You're sitting and eating. The mitzvah is to eat. How are you eating? Table in the house. No good. Shemim Shechach Shulchanai. That is, you're not even a Yotze, a Deraisa. Yes, Steve.
What the Rabban is going to cover now, but Chalanoi makes a big Nafkimina, because the Chiyu of Sukkim Deraisa is only the first night. Chalanoi, that just have an instrument Deraisa to eat. If I decide to go on a fast of all sukkah,
right.
I might have to step in the sukkah. Now the question is, if...
What's a nafkamina though? It says it's nafkamina. If you get an avera.
Right.
So that's his nafkamina.
Oh,
right. If you get his nafkamina. Right. But that's, I want no practical nafkamina. So you want to wait till next year, Rosh Hashanah, if I'm going to do tshuva, next year I'm kippah, because the year before I said Eid and sukkah, maybe that's a nafkamina. I want a halacha l'maisa, what changes in your day-to-day life. But you're right. According to him, that would be a nafkamina as well. It's a good question. That's what he means to say. He means to say not eating, but at least this. Fine. The Xeo would not apply. That's correct. Stephen, this is all your svara that you don't want to have an isser, but there's a mitzvah to eat a mitzvah the rice and kind of mitzvah. You're not the kind of mitzvah until you eat tezvav. You have to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. That you'll not have, not by sleeping and not by walking in. You have to eat in sukkah. That's what he says. Loiki yamta mitzvah sukkah mimecha. I said enough kamina. If it rains afterwards, you have to wait till afterwards. He said mishabu says enough kamina if you have to make shechianu the second time. But that is at least the concept that we see over here. Yes. So now let's start this year. Okay. But this until now was just getting into the sugya. Now we're starting this year. So frek de shachach mishleimu, a beautiful kasha. The Chachma Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger asked a very simple question. He says like this. He says, we find throughout Shas that Chachamim can say, you know, we're afraid about a certain thing. Don't do a mitzvah. Shem al Taiser. Don't do a mitzvah. That I understand. That makes sense. We're afraid you're going to do something. Shem Yavarem Dalam Shazavim. Don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. Don't read the Megillah. Why? Because don't do anything. Shem al Taiser. They have a right to do that. Chet of Shlomo Kluger, how do they have a right to say, after I went and I did a mitzvah, the araisa, l'mahadrin, because Chazal said don't do it, and I went and I did it, how could they uproot the kiyum ha-mitzvah that I did? I stand in the sukkah, mid araisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a big check, you got it, you did the right thing. How could they get rid of that mitzvah that you accomplished already, that you did? How could they be ma'oiker, a kiyum mitzvah, the araisa? What? How did they do it? He says, Memeli, he says, by Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, by Mominus. You can say, we find all over Shas like that. If you turn to number 4 on the sheet, we know this, the Gemara says, that if you Mekadesh a woman, number Zayin, 4a on the sheet, Omar Rav, HaMekadesh Mishay Shoy Silamaylo, Afile Bechita Kudanaisa, Ein Choshen Lekedushin. If you take a Chometz after the 6th hour, which is Aser Behano, Midder Rabbonon, it's Aser Behano, after the 6th hour on Erev Pesach, and you tell a woman, Arei Mekudeshli, with this Chametz, so the halacha is, Ein Choshen Lekedushin. There's no Kedushin. Why? Midder Raisa, it's a good Kedushin. So Chacham came and said, yes, Midder Raisa, it's a good Kedushin, Midder Rabbonon, it's not. So what? How could you be Oiker the Kedushin, Midder Raisa? So Rashi says, okay, you know why? Because Chazal can say, Hefker Bez and Hefker. The Chametz that you thought was yours is not really yours, it's Mamonus. They took it away from you. Once they took it away, the Chametz, it's Hefker Bez and Hefker. It's not yours anymore. You can't be Mekadesh. That makes sense, he says. That I understand. Hefker Bez and Hefker. But by Sukkah, it's Isurim. It's not Mamonus. I sat in the Sukkah. I did everything right. Because I did an Aveir the Rabbanon. Chazal said, okay, don't do it. And I went ahead and did it anyway. They can Oiker the Mitzvah. Doesn't make sense. So what? I ate. I did a averid rabbanon, but I ate. So we're going to get to that also. They can define the chetz of a sukkah, but here I'm sitting in a good sukkah. So how they? Why? What koyach do they have to uproot this sukkah? So Shlomo Kugel wants to say taka. You know what he wants to say? He says because they can say hefka bez and hefka on the sukkah, and therefore it's a sukkah shu'ula. Sukkah shu'ula, it's a whole shayla. If it works, he says only according to Rebbe Lezer, it doesn't work. Sukkah shu'ula. We don't pass on like Rebbe Lezer, even though Rebbe Lezer shamuti. Rebbe Lezer holds like beishama, and maybe that's pshat in beishama. He says, but he says that's not la'alocha. What right did I have to say that the mitzvah which I did doesn't work? That's the first question. Let's look inside, and then you'll. Because they can say, I'll tell you. No. Because they can say the money which you gave is not yours, so you didn't give anything. Then even midaraisa, you never gave anything.
And they can do that. Why?
Why should they do? Forget about why they do it. But forget why they do it. But at least I understand that how it works. I understand because they say that what you gave, you didn't give anything. I understand how it works.
So you're saying that it's more logical.
Oh, well, we're asking, that Gemara says already, the Bezin has jurisdiction over every Mamanis. But once we establish the fact that Bezin has jurisdiction over Mamanis, and if they have to Bezin after, I never gave her anything. That I understand. Here, the mitzvah was done between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu min HaShemayim. How could a Chamim come and be Oiker? Now, how does it work? Forget about that. How? Even after we know how they can do it, he says, it's possible everything. But how does it work? What are the mechanics of it? You're not saying...
The food is not yours anymore.
The food is not yours. It's Gzula...
By definition, does not have room for a person of sharing a table. So that's contradictory.
So he wants to say, so he says by sukkah k'tana, he wants to say that they say it's not a chetz of a sukkah. That we see another story, we're going to get to that at the end, that if Chacham says something is not a chetz of a sukkah, then midrabbanan, midrash is also not a chetz of a sukkah. But that's only by a small sukkah, not by a big sukkah. By a big sukkah, it's a harder svara. I don't really hear it by big sukkah. Let's go step by step, because we're going to go deeper into it. Let's see if Shlomo Kluge inside. Steve, we're going to come to you to the second kash in a minute. That was your question with the shayfer. We're going to get to that in a minute. But look at number 4 on the sheet on top. He says like this, V'hine l'dayti by the arrow. Sarchium, Bain ala Shuchnoch, Shaposakain, Bain ala Taisa Atom Shikosu, Ditzach, etc. Kashali, the third line from the end. Ma raye mehosam, hare mitzad svore, vade yef shalomar, made minatere kosher, rag mit rabbon ole maani, shlo yo yoitzebo, yidei mitze minatere, vade in a sechel moisebo. He says, if I'm yoitze minatere, then how am I not yoitze mit rabbonon? Because I did it the rabbonon, I was over the rabbonon, how am I not yoitze? And then he says, "V'yeshloimal hine Rebbe Loza svirle sukkah shu'ula psula." And everyone say, "Maybe this is sukkah shu'ula hefker bez and hefker." And then he says, "V'lekach in the next page, the next column, the do the v'ina shi'a sukkah mishloim mamush lekach yishabi yishkoyach biyadachom lasos mitekanosim deraisa the hifker m'moynas the v'yeb yodim lasos the hefker bez and hefker v'imkain loy have a sukkah shloim." He said that's only to make that the sukkah not is and it's the sukkah shula. He says, however, mahaloch, it's not like that because we pass in sukkah shula is kosher anyway, and therefore, first of all, the mechanics. How does it work? How could they say that if I did the mitzvah deraisa kedatu kedin and I just did over exeged rabbana shem yumshech, how am I not mekayim the mitzvah deraisa? That's the first question. Wait. That's the question. Are you yoytze the deraisa if you mekayish the deraisa? The whole question is you are. That's where you come home. The whole shaila how you might see your wife. Because the deraisa, you are yoytze. Here we're saying the deraisa, not even yoytze. Uh-huh. That's the difference. Yes, Steve. So my question is, how did they make the sukkah puzzle? Hefka bez and hefka? Mechanics, how did they do it? Hefka bez and hefka?
So it's not only about Shulchan, it's that they're from Dinim and they're more machmir than the Rikes, so there's all kinds
of... I can make that chilek as well. I can make the chilek that there's a whole question, if a chetzed rabbonon, which they said is no good, if that helps midaraisa also. But that's on the chetz of a sukkah. Here it's not the chetz of a sukkah, because it's on the shema yimshach. I said in the good sukkah at the end.
Yeah, but they don't see when
Steve, let me get to it. We're gonna bevarn this svara, like they say. We're gonna get to this svara. Let's just go step by step.
And with your shema pase, if I took the shofar on Shabbos and I blew it.
Oh, next question. Next question. Next question. Next. It is different. Next question. Comes along famous Gemara. Everybody knows that you can't blow a shofar on Shabbos. Why? Same gezeirah derabbanan. Shem yavirena dal damis v'shus rabim. You might come and move the shofar dal damis in v'shus rabim, and if Chazal said don't blow a shofar on Shabbos, what happens if you went ahead and you blew the shofar on Shabbos? So the famous of Kiveger, and that's the number 4b on the sheet in Marachos. We can go through the whole thing. He has a whole question whether he has a question over there. He discusses from the Magen Avraham whether you can allow a child. If you're allowed to give a child to eat Korban Pesach, that's his question. Magen Avraham says, why? Because even though you're doing a mitzvah, you're giving him chinuch for a mitzvah, but he's shaloi lemuyov. He was not counted part of the original thing. So he's not counted part of the original thing, then you're doing an avera at the same time. So how could you do that? So Magen Avraham says that the same way you can give a child to blow shofar on Shabbos, he says, even though he's doing an avera because you're not really blowing, blowing shalom l'tzarech is not really permitted, and therefore, but since we hold you can give a child to blow shofar on Shabbos because it's for chinuch purposes, and you're doing a mitzvah, or at least it's for chinuch purposes, so too you can allow him to eat Korban Pesach as well. As Reb Kiveger says, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. By 4b, ulen aniz daiti eina mehadoime, the awesome kiyas shofar b'Shabbos havde rabbanon. A big difference between shofar and between Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, eating it, shaloi lemuyov, if you're not part of the original counting, that's a issa deraisa. Blowing a shofar is only the aveir derabbanan. That you allow a child to do it. Furthermore, he says, Reb Kiveger, v'gam b'shofar, ikur chinuch mitzvah. The b'tkiyotzei mekayim mitzvah the shofar. So the whole thing is not correct. The premise is not correct. V'gam gadol shetakea b'Shabbos. Kiyei mitzvah shofar dizman noy gam b'Shabbos. Elo alva al shavus b'Shabbos. He says, Allah l'maisa, if you go and blow a shofar on Shabbos, on Roshanish Chaliyas b'Shabbos, and you're not supposed to, and you went ahead and you blew the shofar, you're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, says Reb Kiveger. We don't do it. If you went ahead and do it, you're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. So therefore he says, you definitely can have a child blow a shofar, but you cannot give a child Korban Pesach. But we clearly see from Reb Kiveger the opposite svar. We see from Kiveger, the Chazal said, don't blow a shofar on Shabbos. Why? Shema yavirena dal damas v'shusavim. You might come and carry the shofar, and therefore, don't blow a shofar on Shabbos. Nevertheless, if you went ahead and blew the shofar, you're mekayim the mitzvah. What's the difference? Why by shofar, when Chazal say, don't blow a shofar on Shabbos, because you might come and carry it, and they said, don't do it, and you went ahead and did it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. And by sukkah, they said, don't sit in such a sukkah, because shema yimshach achshur onoy, and you went and sat in such a sukkah, you're not even yotze deraisa, according to Tosfos. What's the difference between both cases? Classic lomdei shechilah. Yes.
I
hit a good svara. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I was outside in the street yesterday. I went into some store to get something, and there was a Hasidic guy, and I started telling him over a sticker, which I'm going to speak about, and he tells me, table is different. Why? Weil ein Mensch ist nimmschach noch sein Schulchen. By a Rebbe, you go back to your Schulchen, you follow the Tisch, and by other people, they follow the Schulchen, and therefore Schulchen is worse. Nimmschach an Schulchen. I hear, it's a svara. Diras Ara Schäufer. It's one teretz, you can say, perhaps. Good. Let's see something else. What's another chiluk between the two? Yes. Anybody else? Come on. This is classic Londres. All the Londonim. Steve, go ahead. Michael, you had your chance. Steve, go ahead.
Is two different in Yonim. The Gzeira has to do with Inyan Shabbos, blowing shofars has nothing to do with Inyan Shabbos. Whereas with the sukkah, it's one Inyan.
What is Inyan?
The Inyan is not eating in a proper sukkah.
One more.
It should be the exact opposite, because the problem here with the shofar is that the mitzvah shabbat abaveir. I mean, he's
Tamis abaveir. There's a reason why Tamis abaveir, because not at the same time. It's a separate thing.
He does the aveir of carrying on shabbat.
It's not mitzvah abaveir because it was happened beforehand. It's not at the time when you do the mitzvah. Okay, that's a separate thing. I hear your question, but Tamis Abaveir, because of that reason, because it's not the Idna, it's not at the same time, you don't need one to get to the other. But the classic Chilik in Lomdus, and a few people are saying it, and we'll just repeat it again to explain it very clearly. I'm saying it's not enough, but we're going to get to that soon. But the classic Chilik in Lomdus, of course, that it depends. Let's explain it. So like this. If Chazal made a gzeira on a mitzvah, and they say, don't do something in a certain way, and they said that if you're going to transgress the gzeirah, it's going to lead to a bittul of the mitzvah, it's going to uproot the mitzvah, if you're not going to listen to us, you're going to come and uproot the chetz of the mitzvah, then Chazal say, you were never mekayim the mitzvah. If, however, the gzeirah doesn't touch the chetz of the mitzvah, even if you're going to be over the gzeirah, it's not going to touch the chetz of the mitzvah. It's just going to be a separate Isser Chazal. But it doesn't touch the chetz of the mitzvah. It's something on the person, but it doesn't change the fact of the mitzvah. It's not going to lead to the bittul of the mitzvah. Then they say, don't do it, but the mitzvah remains intact. Again, if by doing the gzera you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah, then and by doing it, by transgressing that vera, you're going to end up destroying the mitzvah, not doing the mitzvah at all, then Chazal said, okay, we're going to get rid of this mitzvah. You were not mekayim the mitzvah at all. The chetz of the mitzvah was touched. It's not a good mitzvah. If, however, by not doing the mitzvah, the gzeira, by doing the gzeira, by transgressing the gzeira, it's not going to touch the chetz of the mitzvah remains intact, then they say the mitzvah is okay, and therefore, don't do it, but if you did it, you'll at least be mekayim the deraisa. According to this, it makes a lot of sense. By Shema Yimshech Achashulchanoi, they said, don't sit in such a sukkah because you might come and be drawn after the table. So if you're going to do the mitzvah the wrong way, if you're going to sit in such a sukkah with the table on the outside, we're worried you're going to come and be Moshech Achashulchanoi, so you're going to end up being mevatel the mitzvah. You're going to end up sitting outside the sukkah. So even when you don't sit outside the sukkah, you sit in the sukkah, but the gzera was, don't do something a certain way because you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah. So if you're going to be involved in the mitzvah, Chazal say, okay, if that's the case, the mitzvah is no good. You are not mekayim the mitzvah b'shlei Musa. Because if you're going to do the gzeira, you're going to end up mevatel the mitzvah. Therefore, we say the mitzvah is no good. Therefore, by sukkah, if I'm sitting at the edge, since I might go, and I might go outside the sukkah, in such a case, I change the chetz of the mitzvah, I didn't sit in the sukkah, there Chazal said, if you do that, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. It's as if you didn't sit in the sukkah, lo kiyam the mitzvah sukkah, it's oikeh the chetz of the mitzvah. Masha Enkein by Shavu Yavirena Dal Damas B'Shusar Abim, where you go and you might carry it. Dal Damas B'Shusar Abim. So in such a case, by doing the Gzeiras Chazal, what's going to be? I might go and carry it, Dal Damas B'Shusar Abim. But that's nothing to do with the Chetz of the Mitzvah. It's not going to be Mevatel the Mitzvah. I might do something else. The Gavra might go and carry it, something Dal Damas B'Shusar Abim. It's not going to change the Chetz of the Mitzvah. It's not going to be Mevatel the Mitzvah. In such a case, they will not uproot the mitzvah itself, and therefore, in such a case, if you blow shofar on Shabbos, gzeirah shem yevarim dal damas shusabim, you're not going to uproot the chetz of the mitzvah. In such a case, the mitzvah is kayim mid the araisa. Everybody understand this svara? Very clear svara. Yes. Well, one second. Before we get there, I just want to end up. I want to say because I have to get to the main vod because this is not enough. We're just going to get to one more thing which I want to get to. And by the way, now we all understand. The Gemara says in number 5 that if you make a sukkah on top of a tree, what's halacha? If you make a sukkah on top of a tree, so the other Gemara says it has to be available for 7 days. Not available for 7 days. Gemara Pasen's Remeir says it doesn't have to be royal as Shiva Yomim. You make a sukkah on top of a tree, you cannot go on top of it in Yom Tov. Why? Because if you go on top of a tree, you're not allowed to go on a tree in Yom Tov. Why? Shema Yit Lois Meir, because you might break off a branch. So therefore, Chazal say, don't make a sukkah on top of a tree. So that's what Gemara says in number 5 on the sheet. Beroisha ilon al gabe gomol ksheira. It's a kasha sukkah. Ve'ein oilon al biyantif. You can go on the sukkah yantif. Why? Because it's also muksa. You can go on a tree. You might come and break off a branch. What happened if you went and you sat in such a sukkah? Would it be kasha? Would it not be kasha? Says Rashi in the side of number 5. Ksheira l'chayla shamoit. Ve'af biyantif im ova v'olala yotzei lecha vasoi. You will be yotzei mitzvah. Why will be yotzei mitzvah after all? Chazal said, don't go on such a sukkah and yantif. Again, it's the same svara. Because over there, Stephen, what's the gzeira? The gzeira is not, even if you transgress the gzeira and you're going to end up cutting off a branch, that's not going to change the yeshiva sukkah. That's not going to be mevatel, the mitzvah sukkah. Not exactly the way you say it, because here it is on the actual sukkah. But over there, when you're over the gzeira, if you're going to go and take off the branch, then it's not going to be mevatel the mitzvah. So you took off a branch, but you're still sitting in a kosher sukkah. So in such a case, they were not oiker the mitzvah. Such a case, you sit in such a sukkah, you are at least yoitzer the mitzvah. Masha enkein, in our case, we're by sitting at the edge of the table, and we're afraid you might go and be nimshach achshul chamcha, you might go and sit outside the sukkah. In such a case, you'd be mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah. In such a case, Chazal said, you're not even yoitzer the mitzvah, midaraisa, it makes a lot of sense. Yes? Mr. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says over there, if you read it at 3 o'clock in the morning, you do not yotze the mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that. Makes sense. I know. Rabbeinu Yonah.
Really,
right. Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, that's how they explain Rabbeinu Yonah with the same svara, because you end up being mevatel the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You're right. I have a problem with this whole svara. It's a very good svara, and all the Rambanim over here all understood it, and understood the concept, makes a lot of sense. Chetzer and Gavra and mevatel the mitzvah, not beautiful. I have a problem with this. It doesn't answer our question. It's a good chilek, but it's not a mechalek. Why is it not a mechalek? Because you know why? I'll tell you why. It answers the question that this is on the chesed, it's not on the chesed. How the chazal, how the mechanics, how does it work? How a chazal oiker the kiyum ha-mitzvah? I'll tell you why. There's a question by Esrik. The question I saw, one of the true svarim brings down, that if a guy plucks off an Esrik off a tree on Yontif, and he gives you that Esrik, and you don't know, it's no mitzvah abo baveir, it's b'shoigig, well, maybe we'll give a shiur one time about that. If you have to do tshuva on aveira b'shoigig d'rabbanan, but a guy plucked off an esrik from a tree and he gave it to you. Now mid the rabbanon, this esrik is not roi la'achila. You cannot eat it on yontif because it's muksa. It was plucked off the tree. Mid the raisa you could. Mid the rabbanon not. So mid the rabbanon, there is no chetza of lochem on this esrik. So there I can say that even though mid the raisa it is a good esrik, mid the rabbanon they said it's not a good chetza of an esrik. Why? Because mid rabbanon this esrik is not lochem. So even though mid raisa it is, I can say you took such an esrik, you're not mekayem mitzvah. Chazal said, we look at it, not a lochem dik esrik. So therefore, they said if it's not lochem dik esrik, then mid raisa is also not going to work because they have a koyach to change the chetzer of the esrik. The esrik which is not good mid rabbanon, they can say mid raisa is also not good. Here the sukkah is good mid rabbanon. It's just Shema Yimshech. I might come and go outside the sukkah. But they're not changing the chetz of the sukkah. You're not saying there's not a good sukkah. By the esrik, they can say it's not a good esrik. Because it's not a lochemdik esrik. By the sukkah, it's only gzeira. I might come and sit outside the sukkah. I did not sit outside the sukkah. I stayed in my sukkah. Gzeira, I might come and transgress tekonos chazal. There's no chetz of a sukkah over here that they can say, in our books, it's not a chetz of a good sukkah. Because the sukkah is a good sukkah, it's only gzeira. You might come and go outside. So it doesn't answer our question. Yes, if you'd go outside, then you'd be mevatel the mitzvah. But I did not go outside. And therefore, it didn't change the chetz of the sukkah. How does it work mechanically? How do chazal come and say, if you sit in such a sukkah, you're not even yaitzeh deraisa? It's not enough. The svar that we said is not enough to answer our question. Everybody understands why it's not enough?
Not,
Michael, you understand?
Yeah.
Good.
If you're not Rosh HaBeruba with the sukkah, you're not Rosh HaBeruba. Rabbanim say, good sukkah, but you're not going to say the mitzvah.
Because you're not sitting in the sukkah.
Right. They defined it that not only do you need Rosh
Hashanah. You know, they're defining the yeshivas. They're defining the yeshiva sukkah,
yeah.
You're saying.
That's Rosh Hashanah. So they extend it to say it can't.
But it's only a gzera. It's not, you know, I don't even. Steve, yes.
I learned this in the Sfarah being that by Delta Mitzvah. Because what you do is you actually go there and you can see the right to read off that sukkah.
No, I don't mean, they don't mean bittel. They just mean that this was not a sitting in the sukkah. Doesn't mean it's bittel.
No, but it's there because we don't want you to do an extremely the right. Right, because you could end up eating outside the sukkah, and therefore it's not only you're going to be eating, you're not going to be outside, you're going to be actually the other extremely the right. So therefore, if I run into him with the graph and say the reason I don't want you to put the table there,
so therefore, so how did they mevata? How does the mechanics work? How? So I'll tell you as well. So that's what I'm saying. So he wants to say that the mevata the gavra. I don't know if they can do that because midaraisa he did the right thing. They can say like by the asterisk, they can say this is not lochem. That I understand. There's a chetz over here, and they say this is no good. But here. It's on the person, but Klapishmaya, he did do it right. That's what he says. It's not a yeshiva sukkah. You said not a right. Okay, I'll tell you what my brother-in-law, again Shloimeh, but not Shloimeh Hyman. This is Shloimeh Stein, my brother-in-law. What he told me, and then this morning I found it in an old Yerushalmi sefer, the same type of svara, and I think it's an emes svara. He asked the same question, and he look at number 6 on the sheet, just the first part. We did the same question he asked. We did the difference between Reb Kiv Eiger and Shem Yimshech over here. And then he says, we did it, Reb Shmuel Mivilna. Reb Shmuel, who came up to Yerushalayim from Vilna, says, Hey, Shem Zed, the Shani Osom, the Takonis Chomim Hoysa, Al HaSukkah Lipsa Loysa. Here they passel the Chetz of the Sukkah. Mahay Taim Leyosa. Mashenki Buzera, the Rabbah, Sheisu Al Adam, Mahay Taim Etol Reb Lugdim Oven Mahay. In other words, this is on the Shofar, and this is on the Chetz of the Sukkah. This is not on the Shofar, it's only on the person, the first Teretz. Then he wants to give a second Teretz, which I think answers the mechanics how he works. He said like this. He says, let's analyze every time there's a gzeiras chazal. When chazal say, you know what, don't do A because we're afraid you're going to end up doing B. So chazal, in the world of chazal, since we follow chazal, sasur al yomin usmoil, so in the world of chazal, when chazal say don't do A because you might come and end up doing B, so in the world of chazal, we consider it as if you went and you did B. That is what Chazal have a power to do. A siyog, a fence around the Torah means that don't do this because you might come and do this. So by Chazal we consider it, you know what? You didn't listen to us? We consider it as if you went and you transgressed it and you did as you were not supposed to do it. That is the way we look at the Meiser. What did you do? You end up doing the thing which you're not supposed to do. Says the Tzitz HaKodesh, which is the Chil Mech Shapir, he said like this, very good. He says, by sukkah, if Chazal say, don't sit in a sukkah where the table is outside the sukkah. Why? Because when you sit in such a sukkah, we're afraid you might go Yimshech Achas Shulchanai. In the world of Chazal, in the world of the Rabbanon, we looked, when you sat in such a sukkah, it's as if you actually went and you Moshech Achas Shulchanai. You went and you sat outside the sukkah. That is the way Chazal look at it. Even if you never end up doing it. But Chazal look at it as if you went and you sat outside the sukkah. That is pshat in Chazal, siyak Chazal. In a gedder of Chazal, it means if you're gonna do such a thing, then we consider it as if you were Moshech Achas Shulchanai. In our book, that's what took place. So now we understand. Maybe that's what you mean to say. Now we understand. When Chazal said, don't sit in such a sukkah, because Shem Yimshech Achas Shulchanai, so we look at it, Chazal said, even if you end up sitting in the right sukkah, underneath the schach, but since there's a gzeiro, Shem Yimshech Achas Shulchanai, we looked as if you transgressed Avera, as if you actually went and you were Moshech Achas Shulchanai. If that's the case, you ate outside the sukkah in Chazal. Chazal said, you ate outside the sukkah, there's a chetzer of not eating in the sukkah. No good. You're not Mekayim the mitzvah. Masha'in came by shofar. If Chazal say, blow the shofar, but don't blow on the Shabbos because you might go and carry a dalad amos, so we look at it, when you take the shofar on Shabbos, we look at it as if you carried it chutz le dalad amos. We look at it as if you actually went and you mavid dalad amos shesavim. Correct? So let's say we look at it like that. that's not going to change the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is still done. Because even if we look at it as if you actually carried a dal damash rabim, it's not going to change the way you fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore in such a case, you will be mekayim the mitzvah. By shef, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah, by sukkah, you won't. Look inside over here by number 6, we'll look at it and we'll see it inside clearer. Ochen letini is daitin era. The bechol gzeiros chachomim, shegozru, mitzad isur, she'alu lavor elov, evi gzeiros chachomim. The Chazal said, don't do something, because something might happen. Dainu, or the dinoi, lemechshef esoiver al gzeiros chachomim. They have a power to look, to consider the person who transgressed gzeiros chachomim, ki ilu over al isra'u shechashashu alov. It's as if he actually, in the realm of Chazal, it's as if he actually went and transgressed that. Umishumachi, therefore, v'gzeira d'shamim shechach shuchonoi, dim nimshach b'bayisach shuchonoi, le'yoshav klal b'sukkah. He never ended up sitting inside the sukkah. If he never ended up sitting inside the sukkah, he was not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Alkein gam atek sh'aval yes rechomim, even now, when he sat in his regular sukkah, he never left the sukkah, but he was over al yes rechomim, because Chazal said, don't sit inside the sukkah, because you might go and be drawn after the table. So chashvinale, we look at it, ki'ilu kvan nimshach el abayis, v'loi kiyei mitzvah sukklal. Ma she'en keim b'gzeira d'rover, shechshashu shem yavrem d'olam shuz rabim, digam im ova v'hevi d'olam shuz rabim. Even if we consider it as if he actually went and carried the shofar, l'hoya mafsid es ha-mitzvah, he wouldn't lose the mitzvah. Because after all, l'hoitzi matam shuz yochel shuz rabim, en yetzi dechavot v'petra, that was his question, there is no mitzvah above aveira, Ein mokum leima, there's no svar to say dim ova rak la gzera shelo yetze klal vihis mihifsid as a mitzvah v'lo chomi rak gzera me'etze mitzvah shechoshulov, and therefore by shefer you will be yetze the mitzvah. Maybe that works on the mechanics. It's a new understanding. It's a big chiddush, but it's a new understanding in the mechanics of gzeras chazal. By the way, this is not by only by kiyum mitzvahs. It's not by isurim. Don't come and ask me a question. If a person is over hachokas the rabbanon, it's as if he was baal ishtanida. Chas v'shalom. So to get an avera midraisa, that I'm not saying. But on a kiyum ha-mitzvah, that we do say a siyag on kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's a new understanding how Chazal made a gzera on kiyum ha-mitzvah. Yes.
But it's still a nice kiyum. And in fact, I did eat negotiate the surface. I don't see how we really did any better with the Torah.
Why are you saying? But in the world, no, because in the world of Chazal, in the Rabbanon Dikur, but in the Rabbanon Dikur world, we look at, that's what you mean to say, the Yeshiva Sukkah. But I can say that just like they have a power to. No, I understand. I had a problem also, but I can understand that the same way they said the Chepser of the Esrit is not Lochem, right? That we do say. Why do we say that? So we also, the yeshiva sukkah is not your yeshiva sukkah. By Lochem, by Esrit, we all say that. The chepsed changes.
But they need to go back to have the base chepser.
What's that yours, the sukkah?
No, in case of the Esrit.
Right. Oh, Esrit, yeah, okay. Okay, but then nobody, you're right. Nobody says after the chepser. Okay. Something to think about. But I'm happy we got through this much. That even after we said this much, we are landonim. And even after we said the chiluk, which everybody says, it's not 100% clear yet because we don't know how exactly it works that it can be okay, Kiyum Mitzvah Deraisa. Yes.
To get all the love, I mean, you say, Lo Sasser, Minatogar, Sheik, Yugo, Lachem, anybody's attached to that motion. Why don't you say, you know what?
That's a good question. Good question. You want to wait a whole night when it rains to say, oh, Leis Tassu, all right, good, Leis Tassu. I did the mitzvah of the sukkah. Yeah, I won't do Leis Tassu. What's with the mitzvah of the sukkah? Yes. That's what he means to say. That's maybe this is far. This is the way it works. He wants to say that also. I'm saying that what you're saying, yeshiva sukkah, it's understood with this concept. That's it. What? No. Because over there, even if you went and you cut off the branch, you didn't change, you didn't not sit in the sukkah. That's right. It's like you didn't sit in the sukkah. Right. No, even if you do step on it, even if you consider you step on it, it doesn't mean you didn't sit in the sukkah. Here, you sat on the table, it means you didn't sit in the sukkah. So, yes, Michael. Michael, are you still on?
maybe I'm lacking the understanding, but it's still, we're not defining how we answer those. How do they have this courage to do such a thing? Is it because they have to prevent an after?
No, because in the world of Chazal, they can look at this, you know, that since we're living in the world of Chazal, so they, with this Chiddush, so they look at it as if you went and you sat, actually you sat outside, even if you didn't. They look at it as if you went and sat outside the sukkah.
Big
Chiddush. That's what he says.
But how did this work out? How what?
No, because in the world, you're right, it doesn't tell us the mechanics of that,
right.
But it tells us the concept.
Right,
in the world, that's his question, yeah? Right. That's his question as well. Why not midaraisa? Because that I understand already. That once Chazal, he disagreed with that, but once I understand, Chazal said this esrik is not lochem, it's not a chetz of esrik. So now in the words of Chazal, you did not sit in the sukkah. So even if midrabanan did not sit in sukkah, so midrabanan helps on the midaraisa that you did not sit in the sukkah. Because we look at it, if it's just that, hey, you might go and do this, but I didn't do it. But here, you actually went and did it. So then Chazal said, okay, if you actually went and did it, so then midaraisa is considered like you actually went and did it. Evi derabanan, which considered a deraisa. Just like evi derabanan is considered a deraisa, the esrik, right? The same concept. But you have to get to the step that you actually went and did it, that's this chiddush. But that's the chiddush. In other words, it's not just zero shema. We consider as if you actually went and did it. Okay.
Can you give
me
another example?
No. All right. Next week, I have a family simcha, so I don't know if it'll be a shir next week. In 2 weeks, Mr. Shem will continue again.